Governor Ned Lamont and Connecticut legislative leaders are expected to begin negotiations on the next two-year state budget. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports a dispute over a proposed tax increase on the wealthy has emerged.
Democratic legislative leaders in the Connecticut General Assembly say it's only fair that the state ask more of the people who've benefited the most from President Trump's federal tax cuts. House Speaker Joe Arasimowicz says that's why they support a separate state tax rate for capital gains income.
The short-term capital gains, people are making a great deal of money, and they're successfully dodging some of the tax laws or not paying the tax that they once would have at the federal level.
He says a slight increase in state capital gains tax could bring in an additional $200 million a year. The state budget is about $20 billion a year.
It's not a small number, but it's not a number to where it's going to incredibly affect our budget. And we think it's a basic fairness issue.
Governor Ned Lamont has three reasons why he won't support it.
A, I said I wasn't going to do it. B, penalizing people for investing in companies that are growing, investing in companies here in the state of Connecticut. C, it makes us a lot more expensive than, say, Rhode Island and Massachusetts and makes us less competitive. So, no, I'm not inclined to do that at all.
Budget negotiations are expected to begin soon after the legislature's Appropriations and Finance Committees finish their work in the next few days. Ebong Odama, WSH News.